Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN. This is Deborah with you this evening. It's Tuesday, and it is January 24th, 2023. Well, thank you, everyone, for who is dialed in. God bless you. I see a couple hands up there, so thank you for joining us for the early bird special. Just kidding. But yes, I was going to say, it's all special. It's PGN, so it's all special. And God bless you, each and every one of you, and those who are dialed in, and those who may listen at a later time. Blessings to you. I am trying to have the delicate balance of meeting the needs in prayer ministry with the callers and staying within my time responsibilities. So that's why we're starting the program at 6:30. If I could do it at 6:45, 15 minutes early from the regular, I would, but I can't figure out how to, there are half hour time segments. So I'm just going to go ahead and try the 6:30 time frame, and this way it doesn't clog up the wheel and I don't make mistakes. And again, having that delicate balance of meeting the needs of all the callers dialed in for ministry, as well as staying within my responsibility of time frame. So God bless you. Again, thank you for joining us. And let's pray before we begin. So Father, we thank you for this evening. We bless your holy and precious and majestic name, God. We love you, Father. We love you, Jesus. And we love you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for this place at PGN, Father God, and we ask for your ministry of your Spirit to sweep through, sweep clean, sweep out, and speak with clarity, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, as we dedicate this to you, Lord, that let the word of the Lord come forth as you desire and to accomplish as you purpose for your people, God. So I thank you, you know how to prepare us well in all things, Lord, and that we would stick close to you as you are close to us, Father. So we thank you, Lord, and we just want to join with heaven in your ministry of reconciliation, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven, God. Let all things be reconciled unto you, whether things on earth or in heaven, having made peace through the atonement of your blood and the power of the cross. Colossians 1:20. So thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Plus, I know we are all on different time frames as well. So I'm on a different time frame. I'm an Eastern time frame. And many, I think, of the callers. No, I have several Texas callers as well. So, and I know people work. And there's various reasons people call in at various times. You know, that's the freedom and the liberty that we have in Jesus and in his Spirit. So praise God. So so today I was reading in my normal reading time, Luke 12, and I thought it was so appropriate for where we are in this season and in this time frame that I want to read a lot of that. So I'm going to read a lot of it from tonight. I'm going to use the NIV. And excuse me, I will jump ahead in one particular part. It is quite a long passage, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about it. I just want to go ahead and read it because I really do think it's appropriate for the time and the season for what we're in right now. And not only that, it says eye-opening that he was speaking to his disciples even during that time that is so relevant for us in our time. So let's glean from this in Luke 12. He's talking about warnings and encouragement. That's the first heading. Then the parable of the rich fool, do not worry, watchfulness, not peace but division, interpreting the times. Okay, those are the four headings that are there. So meanwhile, when a crowd of many thousands had gathered, so that they were trampling on one another, Jesus began to speak first to his disciples. And I think that this can be, I'm just going to interject just little snippets as we go. this can be understood to us when the masses, mass population, he's going to speak to his disciples first. So we need to stay attuned unto him. So he spoke first to his disciples saying, be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. So in case, I love how he speaks in like a, what is it, symbolically, but then he just gives it to us straight, which is like speaking about hypocrisy. So be on guard for the yeast of the Pharisees. And then he's going to go on to tell us what this is. This is the hypocrisy and the yeast of the Pharisees looks like and how it's being interjected within the realms of where we live. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in your ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed from the rooftops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who after your body has been killed has authority to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Now, listen, this is the very next verse, which is so unusual to me because sometimes we just go to, are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies, yet not one of them forgotten by God? Indeed, the very hairs on your head are all numbered. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. That is verses 4-7. That is all in one context of one thought that he's offering, okay? So he's saying, indeed, the very hairs on your head, do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. I tell you, whoever publicly acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will also acknowledge him before the angels of God. It's important for a time, yes? But whoever disowns me before others will be disowned before the angels of God. So repent. If you did that and you've grieved the Spirit, repent of that and ask the Lord to give you the courage to speak forth the name of Jesus. Okay, he's not murky. He needs to be understood. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. He ever lives to make intercession. And his, again, his ministry of reconciliation is continuing. And today is the day of salvation. Okay, when people come across your path, today is the day of salvation. If you wonder if they're ready, yeah, they need to be ready. Today is the day of salvation. Okay, so, and anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When you, and if you're concerned, if you've blasphemed against the Holy Spirit, let me just say, friends, you probably have not, because if you're concerned about it, okay, if your spirit and your soul is concerned if you've grieved the Holy Spirit and you want to make it right with him, then you probably did not blaspheme him, because you wouldn't have the care and concern to make it right, okay? So rest in that assurance. When you are brought before synagogues, rulers, and authorities, okay, so synagogues, which was their church, if you will, for us, rulers, could be your boss, could be in the city, officials and authorities, do not worry about how you will defend yourselves or what you will say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say. Let's remember, this is Luke 12. I'm reading from Luke 12. This is very important, even to go back over, and I'm talking to myself as well, to go back over and read this and really, you know, even prayerfully dive in to the Holy Spirit and having speak to us more and more. Someone in the crowd said to him, okay, so we're starting the parable of the rich fool. So someone in the crowd said to him, teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. And Jesus replied, man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you two? Then he said to them, watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in the abundance of your possessions. So this word, all kinds of greed, I just, because it was curious in my mind, and that's how I learned from the Lord, is out of my own curiosity, I said to myself, I'm going to Google all kinds of greed, or kinds of greed, because I really just had greed as an all or nothing thing in my mind, really. This is what I thought. So I Googled kinds of greed. This is what came up: hoarding, comparison, entitlement, and overspending. Okay, so these little things, we don't want them, we don't want to give them room in our lives as well. So we just want to repent of those and ask the Lord to uproot them, take his axe to that, right? So, so let me go back to where I was. Okay, verse 16, and then he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. Then he said, this is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus of grain. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, because God's response to this, you fool, right? When the Lord talks a lot about, it talks about foolishness and wisdom, wisdom and fool, fool and wisdom. Okay, this is the, these are the Lord's words. This is the very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? So he's trying to broaden his perspective on his thinking, right? Not just thinking on earth, but in heaven, right? And he's thinking, he's broadening his perspective and bringing transformation to him. This is how it'll be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich towards God. So we're going to come back to verse 21, okay? So Luke 12, 21, we want to be rich towards the things of God. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. And I see your hands that are raised. Thank you, everyone, for being here tonight and being flexible with our time frames and elements. Again, let me just say I'm being delicate, balanced to meet the need of the callers and prayer requests to stay within my time responsibilities. This is why I changed the time frame. I know we're all calling from different regions and different areas. So I'm just kind of fielding out how this goes during this time frame. Okay, so, okay, verse 22. Then Jesus said to his disciples, so he's still talking to his disciples, talking to us, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. I mean, we can even remind the Lord. Lord, remember the value that your word says that I have and your provisions and your wisdom, you know, to lead us into what we have need of, right? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the wild flowers grow. They do not labor or spin. And even Solomon in all this splendor was dressed like one of these. That is how God, if that is how God clothed the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? You do not set your hearts on what you will eat or drink and do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after such things and your Father knows what you that you have need of them. But seek first his kingdom, and all these things will be given unto you. So these, what are these? These are some last day, you know, this is good stuff here. This is really good, you know, to get us in line, to taunt the, you know, oh gosh, how do you say, like, the cords on the tent, make them taunt and secure and tightened. Oh, I'm trying to say that. So do not be afraid. Your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourself that do not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes in and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So we need to ask the Lord, too, when we're giving or when we're ministering, Lord, is your treasure, was there, you know, is this according to your treasure? You know, is this a place that you treasure, that I give and that I sow? Is this a place, are these people, right, if you're giving to, like, even the food bank within the community and the, you know, that they're not being, you know, that you're not sowing into a ministry that's ran by Pharisees and that they have all kinds of greed. What if that were true and you just half-heartedly gave into a ministry of such? You know, that's not going to reap anything. That's not going to sow into the land or be profitable in your investment in heaven and storing up treasures, right? So, Lord, do they treasure what you treasure? I mean, you know, come on, we gotta pray the word, be curious of the word, impart the word, you know. And so anyways, be dressed and ready for service and keep your lamps burning like servants waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door from him. Okay. So he's telling us to keep watching. Now I'm going to skip down though to 49. So I skipped from 36 down to 49. So I have come, Jesus still speaking, to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. So that's interesting, because I think we could even ask him, is the fire kindled? Are you kindling the fire? Lord, what do you mean by that? Lord, how is the fire kindled? Do you think that it's kindled now? Is this fire being kindled now? I mean, it might very well be there. But I have a baptism to undergo in what constraint I am under until it is complete. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. From now on, there will be five in one family divided against each other, three against two and two against three. There will be divided father against son, son against mother, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. Okay, that's a lot going on there. And, okay, interpreting the times. Here we go. 54 to 59, which is the end of it. He said to the crowd, when you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say, it's going to rain, and it does. And when the south wind blows, you say, it's going to be hot, and it is. Hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you do not know how to interpret this present time? Again, can ask the Lord, am I interpreting this present time correctly? How shall I be interpreting this present time, Lord? Right? And asking him, okay, why don't you judge for yourselves what is right as you are going with your adversary to the magistrate? Try hard to be reconciled on the way. Your adversary may drag you off to the judge, and the judge turn you over to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. I'm not sure what that is all about. However, unless he's following up with a part that I did not read there, so I'm not sure about that. Okay, so that's interpreting the time. So I want to say just a couple things too. Again, everyone, thank you for joining us participating. Let me just write down. I'm going to write down a few numbers here so we don't get lost when that time comes, and we're almost there. I just want to say a couple more things. There has been ministry. I was going to talk about it after this particular. Wait, hold on. I can't write and think at the same time. As far as like concentrate clearly. Okay, got that. Okay, so. So I was participating with this, I guess this particular app on my phone. I'm going to be vague and kind of painting a little bit of broad strokes until I get to the part that I do want to share specifically with you. It was a particular ministry having a conference, and the reason I don't want to say too much is because the conference hasn't taken place yet, and they were calling and looking for intercessors if you had their app, and I just happened to have their app. I was actually praying about some of the things specifically during that time. that they were asking to be prayed for as well. And they are very respectful people. I respect his revelation and truth and the things that the Lord brings about in and through this ministry, obviously, because I have their app. It's really the only app I pay for on my phone. And so anyways, so I said yes to this. Let me just, I was like, I'm going to jump in. If it gets to be too much, then I'll have to jump out, you know. So anyway, it was just through email. It was instruction. It was very interesting, and I did learn a lot because we were each assigned a section in the room. He broke up sections in the room, and then he just labeled the sections like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, right? So like your section E. And then during the breaks, he even had us pray over the breaks. So I can share more about this because I think as an intercessor and doing events, it's just very, very useful. At any rate, this particular event, because it hasn't taken place yet, is what I don't want to say, but it is in South Carolina. And so this person did a lot of history in the area, like redeeming the land and restoring the land type of stuff, which you've heard me pray some of it. And initially when I started, I was praying that thing, and I've shared some of that with, here as well. But so he did a very much history in the land of South Carolina, specifically in the city where this event is going to take place. So there used to be a lot of governmental influence in this particular area. Actually, I think it's in North Carolina. I may be wrong about the South Carolina. I think it's in North Carolina. So, but there used to be a lot of governmental influence, okay, in the land during that time. And then a lot of other, like, yucky stuff started to happen, right? And of, like, other covenants were established that needed to be taken care of in prayer, and then actually sow into the land after that through the word of God and other things in our lives as well. Okay, so that was the exchange that happened there. However, in this particular, whatever particular week that was, he sent out something like, hey, there used to be this one particular bank. I forget why I even mentioned it, but then like this new bank came in and he said the name of it. Well, it just made me think because of my curious nature, but that's just how the Lord leads me to want to uncover something or reveal something. So when I started researching this bank that came in to take over, I realized it's actually owned by a Christian man. And anyway, it's very interesting, okay? And so I sent in the information, and I said, I think that maybe perhaps this might be a reflection of God bringing redemption already, redemption being established even in the bank, right? So we're making this investment into heaven. Here's the correlation why I'm bringing this up even tonight and even leading into our program later today, right? So we need to know and keep all things in reference and in line and tethered and taught to the word of God. This is what's going to keep us strong, is the spirit and the word being equal in both is going to keep us, you know, tethered and strong. And okay. And so, I said, well, I think this might be a revelation of this redemption already taking place in the land, right? And this whole, we can take it to the bank and we're investing in the kingdom of God. And so is this person who owns the bank, yada, yada, yada. I had more interest in the bank because I had never heard of that bank. Parts of it, which I can talk more about it probably later after the event, okay, which is coming up soon, so then I can say more of that. But anyways, what I discovered in and through this bank was, anyway, the gentleman's reply, sorry, go back to that, finish that part. He said, yes, I agree, and that was really cool. He never thought about to even do that. He was only looking at the one end of it. Because he does a lot of like deliverance type stuff. So he was looking at that end, but I was looking to see what, okay, so why the change, why the outcome made me curious. Is this a worse outcome or is this like a redemptive outcome? So it was, I believe, and he agreed that it was more of a redemptive outcome. Okay, so I want to read a couple things, okay, because I want to talk about a banking thing for a second. I just want to give you some tools because I know it came up yesterday during a time of a caller, and I want to just give just some things just to be contemplating and searching and putting it before the Lord, but also in context of the Word of God, right? Because He instructs us, but He also wants us to invest and to be wise and to be stewards, but not, you know, but there's a fine line there of where our hearts are. Are we trusting in that? Are we trusting in the Lord? Do we want to do good for Him so we can share with others to be rich towards His kingdom? Do you see what I'm saying? And because He sees that and He knows that, you know, do we hold back because of pride, because of an offense? You know, I mean, the Lord sees this and knows this, you know, or I'm just not ready yet. You know, I know to do good, but I'm not ready yet because of an offense, right? I'm not ready. I just don't like that, you know, but whatever. I mean, like, the Lord sees, well, you're holding back the tithe, you know. So, okay. So here we go. So He says, and let me get, I had a couple of prayer notes that came up on this. So one of them said here, it says, the kingdom of God, money is valued in a very different way. In fact, money can easily turn to a spiritual life into a lukewarm, half-hearted affair. So we have to be careful that our love for money, our love for God, right? So the balance and the weight and the justices of God there, and still be rich towards God. And then my note in my Bible says this, when money is useless, that's what it says in Luke 12:15. Jesus refuses to get involved in a family dispute about money. In this statement, He neatly summarized His usual approach to money. He did not condemn the possession of it, but He did warn against putting faith in money to secure the future. A rich man's money did him absolutely no good the night of his death. To emphasize His point, Jesus referred back to King Solomon, the richest man in the Old Testament, in verse 27. The lesson: trust in God and His kingdom and free yourself of worry about money and possessions. Okay. So, okay. Keeping that in mind, because we're not going to take on a new revelation of end times, but propagate an old hunkering down, head for the hills, old pattern of thinking that isn't redeemed as well, or does it need to be washed and refocused on the Lord? Okay, so here's what I want to encourage you with the banking thing, okay? Because this was back in November, the Lord showed me the World Bank, although it might have been talked about here before, and I'm just slow, I don't know. But the World Bank, this International Monetary Fund, the Rothschilds really do have a whole, you know, since the 19th century. So this has been ongoing, whether it's been, you know, we've been blissfully ignorant, I don't know. But anyway, so they do loans to nations and they're structural, agreeing that they make adjustments. Okay. And so there are 24 directors on this, which is interesting. If you think about the 24 elders, even in the Old Testament, it's just bizarre numbering in that particular manner. But this already exists. It's already established for centuries, okay? And the Rothschilds are a part of the international, the World Bank, okay, and exchanging with other nations and structures and agreeing to things to help it to make improvements really within their country. So the Rothschilds and this loan and whoever these 24 directors are have arms and legs and tentacles in other countries and nations that have been working with them for many years. This is reality. The banks that we have, that we this is what I want you to, this is what I would just encourage you and the bank. I don't have the answers. I don't have the answers for myself, so I'm not even holding anything back. I'm holding it loosely before the Lord and asking him, you know, and the realization, you know, and the blood of Jesus upon our finances and, you know, his wisdom and instruction as he guides us and leads us forth. Because it's not one size fits all for everybody because we live in different states. So even if I did mention the bank, if I mention it further down the line, some of you may not even have the bank within your region. So this is why it's important to know the types of banks and how what are you, what type of institute do you already have? So this is what I would encourage you to do is just look at your bank and see, you know, there's corporate banks and commercial banks, right? And then there's also mutual banks and there's, you know, regional mutual banks and credit unions that are structured a little different. So some banks are structured different. So just try to Google your bank and see how it's structured, okay? Because if it's just heavily leaned on the stock market and the federal funding and the stock market, then you might want to consider. I mean, you know, you just that you might want to consider. Okay. And then you there's other banks like some of the banks that are mutual and credit unions and some that I ran across as well while looking at some of these mutual banks that are, some of them have started actually during the Depression. So they actually started during a time, they formed during a time when there was a great need, when the banks, right, that was the whole thing of the banks coming under after the Depression of the federal, being federally insured or having the membership, these charter banks need to have memberships to be federally insured to even charter themselves as a bank. They have to have that membership. This is, okay. So, but banks were established during the time of the Depression and the type of bank they were to help the members, help the community, and to rebuild and such not, those have been around for a long time. So I'm just asking you to explore what's there so you don't have to fear. There's some things there. And who doesn't know that maybe some things might be structured? Some new things are not going to be structured out of whatever happens, out of the unknown. There always is a different type of structure. Check to see who owns your bank. You know, the president, the CEO, the people on staff. Is the president, are they sowing into the community? Is he a Christian, openly or not openly? You know, low-key Christian or openly a Christian, sowing into the community, into things that are viable Christian, you know, functions into the community. So see who, what type of bank are you associated with? How did the bank begin? Was it during a time era of, right, whatever? And then who owns it? Who is the owner of your bank? And do you, you know, how do you associate with that? I'm like, are you comfortable with the owner and his decisions and what he's doing? Yes or no? These are just some things to explore. Again, I don't have all the answers. There's people that are definitely way smarter than I am in this particular area. However, we're all leaning into the Holy Spirit and want to be rich to the Lord. We want to be rich to give to the Lord during this time because there is a mystery to obedience. And the Lord sees it and he knows it. And even if we hold back begrudgingly, if we know to do it, if that is your tithe and you know to do it and your heart says, I don't think so, out of offense, even if it's out of offense, the Lord sees that. I'm sorry, but you're not being obedient. And I've been challenged with this myself. And I had to really look, okay, who am I doing it for? Am I doing it for myself? Am I doing it for, you know, the person in charge or the person who's running the church or whatever? Or am I really doing it to the Lord? And if I'm holding back, then I'm holding back from the Lord, even if it was an offense, I'm truly holding back from the Lord because the Lord will press on that. And who are you giving to? Who, you know, see what I'm saying? And who are you trusting? And who are you, you know, what are you establishing? Okay, we need to open up the phone lines. Thank God, I started a half hour early. Okay, praise God. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Our first caller is 402-214. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.
You too, Deb. God bless you. I really enjoyed. I got a lot out of what you were talking about. Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing, or thank you for stating that. Let me pray for you. Thank you so much. I don't know why my computer looks different tonight for some reason, so I feel, it just feels like, I don't know what's going on. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for sharing. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for just establishing your kingdom and establishing your throne, Father God, in her life, God. I thank you for setting her heart, God, setting a crown upon her heart, God, of establishing your kingdom and your purposes upon her heart. Yeah, it seems like a little crown upon your heart. So we thank you, Father God, for making that establishment unto you, Father God. And let it be to her glory and to your glory, Father God, as she is able to freely give that crown back to you one day, Father God, that as you are establishing that in her heart, Lord, and in that treasure, Lord, let it be a true exchange of building treasures in heaven, God. And we thank you, Lord, for it, God, that because nobody can touch that. No one can touch our faith, and no one can touch our treasures. So we thank you, Father God, for the establishment of that and the preservation of that, God, that she would freely participate with you in it and through it, Father God, and even ways, Lord, that are very stealth and strategic for the kingdom of God, Lord. It doesn't have to be like the strategies, you know, the strategies sometimes, you know, like even on a football field, right? They're calling the strategies and the team knows, the offensive team knows. Yeah, and then they move forward, and they all work together to make it successful and to move forward and to work together. But you don't have to let the defensive team know. That means you don't have to expose your strategies to the foolish, to the Pharisee, to, you know, the unbeliever. You know what I'm saying? You preserve that as a legal right for yourself as part of your inheritance, and those who are going to treasure it as well and really understand it. So praise God.
Wow. I was just thinking about that. That's really great. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
I'm surprised, but you know, God's love always surprises. Even though we know it's there, I mean, Jesus died on the cross for us. We know miracles happen. But when they do, we still kind of go, what? You know, are you kidding me? At least I do.
Yeah, no, I, yeah, because it's interesting how he brings the uncommon into our common, you know?
Right.
And we should be in awe when that happens, you know, when there's a collision of the supernatural and the natural, you know?
I believe it, you know, I have no hesitation. I believe in the miracles and, you know, the spiritual realm and all of the gifts. I've seen them. Personally seeing miracles, but you're still, I'm still like, you know, in awe that it happens. I don't know. That makes sense.
Yeah. Even no, you I know be in awe.
Yeah. Well, his love.
I think that's part of, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, even in the book of Acts, it says they were in awe of the Lord, you know.
Yeah.
They were in awe of the Lord and everything that took place and everything that happened. So that, I think, is common in a good way. Right. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, how could you not be, you know? But I'm still, every time I realize or I hear that, you know, his love for me, it's a shock. Shouldn't be, but it is.
You know, yeah, you know what? Let me tell you something. It's funny that you even say that just in regards to his love, because I have this song I was going to play, which I don't think I have time now. If I do, I will play it. But it's the song that says, "God Really Loves Us" by Maverick City Music. So, yeah, Crowder and Dante. But yeah, so anyways, yeah, I heard it on the radio this afternoon. I said, you know what, that goes really well with Luke 12 because he really does love us. He's telling us these things because he loves us. And he's establishing, you know, and anchoring his love in us as we walk these things out and what to even expect and to, you know what I'm saying? And how he's teaching us and instructing us. Yeah. So, praise God.
Yes. Praise God. Thank you.
Do you have any specific prayer requests?
Just to communication, being able to say the right things, you know, let God's love come through in all my communications. That's what I'm praying about.
Okay. Okay. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for sharing, Father. We thank you, Lord, for just blessing her words with your grace, with your wisdom, with your love and communication, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, even the things that she shouldn't speak, Lord, that you would help her rein those in, Lord, that she would be quick to listen and slow to speak, God, and that you would grace her words, Lord, with your love and with your wisdom and all sincerity and grace, Father God. And let the listener be blessed, God, let it fall on ears and hearts to with a grace, Lord, and blessing, God, because your word says that you bless ears to hear and eyes to see, Lord. So let the words come forth that are blessing to the ears, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. That's good.
You're
I'm
welcome.
Glad you added that. Help me not say things I shouldn't say. That's good.
Yeah, it just dawned on me, and then that verse, yeah, that is good for all of us.
Yeah.
So praise God. Right.
Well, thank you for being here.
Okay.
Yes, you choose me for your prayers. God bless. Bye.
Okay, our next caller is 972-365. Good evening.
Good evening, Sister Deborah. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Rhonda?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
Let me pray for you.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
You can pray for me. I was calling to get prayer for my sister and her husband, but you can definitely pray for me.
Okay. Are you working today?
Yes, ma'am. So if I mute the phone, it's because I'm trying to eliminate the noise, but I'm at work. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Just asking. Just checking. I mean, so Father, we thank you for Rhonda, Father God, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And so I don't know if you're going to start like going places for the Lord, or maybe you already are. You know, but I just feel like engines revving up and, you know, like going places and, for the Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for, you know, I don't know if that's a type of acceleration, going places for the Lord, but we thank you, Father, for just these engines that are revving up, Lord, in the spirit, to take her places, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, let that be, Lord, on earth, as it is in heaven, Lord, even in the spiritual, God, to take her places and accelerate spiritually, Father God, that she might experience even the transformation on earth, Lord, that she would bring that transformation on earth, God, to those around her, God. And so we thank you, Lord, for just even, Lord, how she is a light and faithful to you, Lord, but being even a greater light, Lord, that people be drawn to her without even knowing why they're drawn to her, God, and having their need for Christ and their need of grace. And the need for the blood, Father God, and other needs, Lord, that you supply spiritually, Father God, and being drawn to Rhonda, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, that you would use that for your glory, God, that you, Lord, would keep her focus on the Father as she ministers, Lord, unto you, God, and that she will be used, Lord, in seeking first your kingdom, God, on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. And even when she looks into the eyes of another soul, God, let her see through your eyes of the kingdom for those purposes to be done. Wow. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I'll take that. That's a very rich word. I definitely take it. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I wanted to get prayer for my sister and her husband, but before I ask for that, I wanted to share this. I think a couple of weeks when Julia May was on and she was talking about her niece, I had pressed one to get on there, but I was at work. I had to press one to get off because I wasn't going to be able to talk. But if she's on, I just want to share with her that you know, I know in the Book of Mark where it talks about that we can speak, you know, to our situations and we can speak life over it. And I just wanted to encourage her because I know she was saying something about her cousin, her niece still being in that coma for 2 years. And I've been listening to this deliverance ministry on Friday, and that's what he's been encouraging us, to speak to that condition. Because at the end of the day, the Word of God has power and authority over whatever that condition is, and she don't have to be bound to that condition, but also it takes our faith as well. We have to believe what we're speaking, because at the end of the day, the word is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So the word, as we speak it and believe it by faith, that the word is going to work and operate in the lives of people that need, you know, that are believing God for their healing. So I just wanted to encourage her to speak to that condition, whatever that condition is, and command that condition to bow to the name of Jesus and get some scriptures out of the Book of Mark, even Luke. It's just different places where she can get some scriptures on healing, and she can speak those scriptures over her niece's life and believe by faith that it's done, because faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So I wanted to share that because I was, When she was sharing that, it's like something just revved up on the inside of me for me to, like, I wish I could get to her, you know, and lay hands on her. Because that condition got to bow to the name of Jesus. She don't have to be bound to that. So I wanted to share that about Julia May's niece. But my sister and her husband, her name is Raquel. His name is Tyrone. And they've been married for about 6 years, but I guess the enemy is trying to get started. You know, it's a lot of stuff going on, so a lot of times people are just weary and a lot of stuff. She works in the medical field. She's an RN. They have their own business, have done well as a couple, but sometimes the enemy tries to come in like a flood. And, like, with him, you know, the enemy tries to mess with his mind and plant all type of thoughts and stuff into his mind, so I just wanted you to pray for them, Tyrone and Raquel.
Okay, thank you. And, yeah, that is a good word about praying into the condition, and we will pass that on to her. I don't see her on tonight, but and I know maybe starting a little bit earlier because she usually calls in early, so that might have thrown her off just a little bit. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for that word, God. And thank you for that word, God. Let it be multiplied, Lord. Let it be utilized, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, to speak to those conditions, God. Yes, Lord, that they bow to the condition of your blood, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that. And Lord, we pray for Raquel and Tyrone, Father God, in Jesus' name. We pray over their covenant, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, every distorted lie, deceiving deception in the name of Jesus would be exposed. Lord, just as we even read in Luke 12, Lord, that all things come into the light, God, that there would be nothing hidden, God, that you would expose these deceptions and these distortions, Father God. I pray, Lord, that they would move towards each other, not away from each other, Father God, and that they would have clear communication, Lord, with wisdom and love, Father God, for each other, and pursue each other and pursue Christ, Lord, and pursue their covenant, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that they wouldn't wax or wane from their own covenant, Father God. We ask for the preservation of their covenant that they've made before you, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, in the schemes and the lies and the deception of the enemy, we ask that those be broken. In Jesus' name, God, that you would shatter them and annihilate them with the power of your word, because we thank you that your word says it's sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing joint and marrow, thought and intent of the heart, God. So bring your word into the thought and the intent of the heart into both Rochelle and Tyrone, God, in Jesus' name, and expose it with your light, God. And bring forth your light of life within them, Father God. Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for repentive hearts and conviction, where where conviction is due, let it come, Father God, and that they would be yielding and receptive to you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, again, just for preserving their covenant and their marriage and their vow before you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.
Yes, and it's good to hear you, Anna, and a great word, especially with the bank, because I know the bank I have is some demonic stuff that go along with them. So I thank God I have a credit union also, so I'm able to, you know, maneuver back and forth there for now, but I had already said I was going to switch all of my stuff over to that credit union and get away from that bank. So it's a large bank. It's been around for years, but it's demonic. It's very demonic. Even the owners are demonic. So thank you for sharing that tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying so. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thanks. Okay, bye-bye. Thanks for being here. Okay, our next caller is 803-991. Good evening. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Deborah. It's Angela, South Carolina.
Angela from South Carolina. Thank you. Thank you for being here. God bless you. So, Father, we thank you for Angela, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, how you're watching, like every stitch, like I see the Lord from, and not just from beginning to end, but like from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, like the, like even that direction. So like, I don't know if that's linear, whatever that is. Anyway, longitude, latitude, but some type of stitch, I don't know, it's from heaven to earth. And so this direction from heaven to earth, but from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, there's like a stitch, hand stitching something. I'm not sure what the stitching represents unless, let's see if I can, let's see if there's, because, you know, sometimes when, I don't think a word would be in the Bible, but then, like, it actually is. Okay, hold on. Okay. All right. Let me come back here. Okay, yeah, that's not. Okay, so let me find you guys. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, just for that stitch. I don't know if it's a type of mending. Yeah, it could be a type of mending. Okay. It talks about mending nets in Matthew and Mark. Mend. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. So we thank you, Lord. I don't know if something needs to be mended. Are you stitching it? The stitch, I am seeing a stitch. And it is very clear with a needle and a, like, almost like a, like a craft, like a yarn, maybe it's more of a yarn than a thread. So thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for just that mending, that stitching, the holding together, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I don't understand, Lord, not the location, but the uprightness, Lord, if there's something, Father, that you would speak more into that, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I just see, like, the stitch is just beginning. It's not that it's complete or that it's in progress. I just see the one, yeah, and for whatever reason, from the top of your head. So a mending, a stitching. We thank you, Lord, because also the mending and the stitching can be an expression of, like the stitch itself can be an expression of, like, design, if you will. So we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for your design and how you hold that together and you stitch it together, Lord, with the outcome of her life, God. Oh, maybe let me do hem. It just dawned on me. Humming you in. So thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Yeah, I think so when I said that and seen it, that he's hemming you in to his design for you and the purposes. And I think it's starting in your mind, because a lot of things start in our mind, you know. And the enemy likes to come against a lot of things and throw a lot of stuff at us during the day, especially if we're sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we can pick up on other people's attitudes, other people's intentions, and anyways, so I thank you, Father God, just for the preservation of your design that you have for Angela, Father God, and how you hem her in and keep her, Lord, tethered to your ways, Lord, that it is unmovable. It won't be lost. It won't become unraveled, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for preserving her design and her purposes, God, and just hemming her in on every side, Lord, to make that complete. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was actually That ended a lot better than it started. So praise God. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Do you have any, I was going to say praise reports. Do you have one?
Not really. I was feeling a little overwhelmed the past couple of days, and what you were saying, it resonates because I think last time you told me about you just putting like a clay, like a molding or something, so now it's stitching. So now I think it's all coming together. And I was feeling a little overwhelmed the past couple of days, but I just like prayer for myself and, you know, thank the Lord for another day, the gift of life today, you know, and being able to praise Him and give Him the glory. Yeah, nothing real heavy on my heart right now. Just overwhelming, like you said, picking up on other people's energy, and it can drain you sometimes. And
yeah.
I have a feeling so much.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, then the word does make sense to me that way too. But I usually ask people if you want to pray, but for some reason praise came out. I mean, that was at the top of my tongue, so I thought, I'll just let it light out. And do you have any prayer requests? So thank you for sharing that.
No, not right now. I don't. Like I say, I do like to sing. I be singing praises by myself a lot. So maybe that's why.
Oh, okay.
And, it's a song you told me last time, actually. It's been a while ago, I called in. And, it was a song that you told me that he liked that I was playing for him. And it's actually by Aretha Franklin. It's called, and I was playing it today, actually. That took me to His Will Be Done. It's the name of the song, His Will Be Done. It's going to come, something like that, to that effect.
Oh, wow.
But
Wow, that's a powerful song.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. And thank you, Debbie. God bless you. I enjoy your show and listen to your words and the messages you give us. You said something about the, I thought you said South Carolina at first. I think you changed to North Carolina, the research you were looking up on. Because you're part of, I heard you say the South Carolina, North Carolina. And I love history, so that's what I was trying to figure out. I know you said you were researching something about that.
Yeah, it wasn't my research. It was part of this other person's research. So, I mean, I guess it launched me into researching because of something that he said. So then I did look into that. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. And just so on that part, I did. So, but I can talk about more about that later after the conference is over, just because I want to preserve what the Holy Spirit, I just don't want to speak anything into the atmosphere that would, because it's actually going really well for them, you know, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, so thank you. Yeah, thank you for
thank
sharing.
You so much.
And glad you joined us. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, 954-580.
Hi.
Good evening. Hi.
Hi, good evening. It's Caroline from Jamaica.
Hi, Caroline. Thank you for joining us. You have the sweetest voice.
Thank you.
So, Father, we thank you for Caroline, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, just for building her up, God, and even, even when Peter, called out to the Lord and wanted to walk on the water, right, when we're in our boat and the Lord calls us out of the water, and even though, for Peter it was not faulty, but he took a couple steps or whatever, but it does say the Lord immediately, he reached out his hand to grab him, And the Lord was with him there, gave him the command to come out of the boat. and had his eye fixed on him the entire time. And then immediately when he needed aid, Jesus was there to help him. And so, you know, that whole experience actually, you know, it wasn't the Lord wasn't trying to reveal to Peter that he was weak in any way, that he was like overtly audacious to even ask, you know, or whatever the perception might be, but that the Lord was actually building him up. And I never seen it like this before, but the Lord, and all that he does is he builds us up. He's building his faith. He had the faith to step out, and he could have did it, and he learned. He learned of the Lord. He learned of himself, and God was faithful to him the entire time. And the Lord permitted that to build Peter up in Jesus' name, where others may not even think to ask the Lord to do certain things or to move in certain ways. You know, even though the Lord encourages all of us to ask of him, ask of me, and I will give you the nations, right? So ask of me, and he wants us to ask boldly and in large ways. But even if it looks like the outcome that Peter had, it's still the Lord building us up to strengthen us in our faith, strengthen us in our ways, strengthen us in our focus, and, you know, whatever else the outcome was that Peter had internally, we don't know because I don't think it's worded in there as such. But it was, that whole experience was to build him up. So we thank you, Father God, for Caroline, Father God, and what you're building in her. Because I see you in, like, even on the water in a boat, and the Lord calls you to step out of it, you know, or step into places that don't feel as safe as remaining in the boat, you know, or in logical places or safe places, right? So the boat stays on the water. And then the boat carries me. So I'm on the water, but I'm in the boat, you know, but, so they're logical and safe, but the Lord has us, and this goes for me too, he has us step outside of the places that are logical, the places that are safe for us, but it's to build us up. So don't feel like, oh man, yeah, I did it, but I faltered, you know, or be too hard on yourself or whatever that is, or to misplace or even mistrust your own faith, because that is not the case, you know, and the Lord is building something in you. He's carrying you along and building in you and building you up in Jesus' name.
Amen. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for that word.
Because there are times when I'm facing situations, and this season has been a challenging one. And as I listen to you, maybe it's God wanting to push me further. I'm not sure. Even today, I just felt like I'm just feeling overwhelmed with the challenges that I'm facing. And, you know, I just felt like, where are you in all of this? God will give me the grace to endure or equip me with all that I need to surmount the challenges that I'm facing.
Okay. So, Lord, let's pray for that. Thank you for sharing. So, Father, we pray, Lord, in agreement with the other saints, Lord, on behalf of Carolyn's challenges, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father, that you would equip her, Lord, give her the assurance, Lord, that even in the boat, Lord, that in the boat that I see you in that you have given her the paddle for, that she has paddle for, to, for making a way for her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And so we thank you, Lord, as well for your grace to undergird her with strength in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, just for your wisdom to even bring impartation of your peace and wisdom to her in the night council and the night season, Lord, as in Psalm 16 says, Father God. We thank you, Lord, just for even all of Psalm 16, God, where it says that you offer, 16:11, you offer your mighty right hand to lead her and to guide her into the things of life that you have. You have to, I'm paraphrasing completely. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for this in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that she would find her strength in you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father God. Lord, your word says that you, I have this one written down here, that you, in Psalm 149, that the Lord delights in his people and he crowns the humble with victory. So we thank you, Father, for giving her victory over her challenges, Father God. In Jesus' name, Lord, and all that she has need of, Father, we ask, Lord, for your knowledge and your wisdom and your equipping and your great grace to be with her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you too. Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
Take care. Okay, take care.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, I have a few more callers on here. You do not have your hand up. If you would like ministry, because I'm so excited that I'm going to be able to end on time. Makes my heart very happy, but I do have time to minister a little bit more if you would like ministry. I'd be happy to pray with you, a prayer request. If you have a praise to share as well, I'd be happy to receive, the whole community would be happy to receive that as well. So let me play this song since I do have a little bit of time. I think it goes really well with we read from Luke 12 today. For those of you that might be joining us later. We thank you for that. So, okay, thank you. So, anyways, this song goes, I had read Luke 12 in my normal reading. I just thought it was very applicable and relevant for the season that we're in today, so much of it. And then when I was out doing my errand, let me gonna turn the speaker up all the way and then take this one, put the microphone from my earbud closer to the computer. This song here from God Really Loves Us, and we need to remember this during this season too, so praise God.
Oh God, I've got a friend, he is my friend, he is my poor spouse, with me in the valley, with me in the fire, with me in the storm. Let all my life
Thank you, Jesus. We do love you as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Okay, so I do have a couple more callers here before we end. Oh, wow. Okay, it was just on 12:21, and are we just in Luke 12:21? Let me read that just for those who may have missed it. It says, this is how we will be with anyone who stores up things for himself. But, okay, so we don't want to store up things for just ourselves, but it's not rich towards God. We want to be rich towards God in these days with all that we have, all of our resources and our talents and time and treasures, all of it. We're going to be rich towards God in Jesus' name. Okay, our caller next is 910-709. I believe this is Sylvia.
Yes, I stayed on the line all this while and thought I had my hand up.
Oh, you might have, but I think because we started a little bit earlier, it might have just been, we started at a half hour earlier. So.
Oh, okay. So maybe, yes.
That might have been it. Yes, I was saying with just the delicate balance of meeting the callers and the prayer ministry and staying within my time responsibilities, I thought I would try, but I know we're calling from all different regions and whatnot, so I thought if I called a half hour or started a half hour earlier, it would really help with the transition time. Okay. So I'm trying it to see how it goes. That's what I'm trying. So, Father, we thank you for Sylvia, Father, in Jesus' name, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Lord. This is like the final countdown, and I don't know if that means like a kind of like a launching thing or a like a thing starting forth, you know. So we thank you, God. We just thank you, Lord, that all time is held in your hands, God. We pray and ask, Father, if anything needs to be redeemed, even in her family bloodline, God, that you would redeem those things in this hour and in this time, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I pray even you know, Lord, on her prayer clock, the things that she's praying on her prayer clock, Father God, if there's a countdown on there to like launch day or discovery day or the for coming forth, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for let it be in unity with your purposes and that alignment in time, Father God, and for Sylvia to be in the right place at the right time and the right reason and the right season. And I know Kim Clement used to say that, but we thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that you bless that, Lord. You bless her steps and going in and coming out, Father God, or going out, coming in. And we just thank you, Father God, that time would not lapse. There wouldn't be a time lapse. In Jesus' name. Actually, let me see something. excuse me. I don't know what I was looking is if I was using the time lapse and the correct with the correct understanding of what I had. Oh, okay, so the time lapse is when played at a normal speed, time appears to be moving faster and thus lapsing. Okay, so then I thought lapse was a negative thing, but it, so I used it in the wrong. So time lapsing means things would be, when you look at it, it's actually speeding up. Like if you're going to watch the sunrise on the, you know, someone films it from wherever, Australia or something like that, and you're watching the sunrise, they do the time lapse so that it comes up. You can watch it in 4 seconds as opposed to 4 minutes, you know. So the alignment of the clock and the time lapse is, you know, the things would happen quicker at a quicker speed and that you would see it, you know, happening. So anyway, praise God.
Amen. I believe that it is the countdown. He says this is, I receive a word. Well, he had said that my ministry was starting this year. And he's he's starting to use me more. And so that's what the countdown is. And,
cool.
Because he said, so he says it was this year. And so I had a prayer request. I know things are speeding up because the university that I attend, they also have a church, the university, you know, it's the same. It came out of the church. So when I was in class, I'm taking spiritual formation. So when I was in class, the actual instructor, she just looked at me and asked me, would I come and be on their prayer team? And that was one of my prayers because I'm not able to be utilized. I'm not able to be utilized in my church, and I feel like I need to, God has placed it on inside of me that I need to step out. So they asked me, my teacher asked me, and I just met her yesterday, and she asked me to be on the prayer team. And so she says, I said, well, don't I have to be a member? She says, no. She says, I'm the head of the prayer team. And the host.
Oh my gosh, Sylvia, love it. Oh my gosh, I am so rejoicing. I'm sure others are too. That is so cool. Praise God. I love it.
And I feel like things are happening. So I'm going to join the prayer team at another church. And I wanted prayer, you know, to make sure that it's okay if, like, I'm believing I can go. I feel like it's in my spirit that I can go between, you know, my church that he placed me in and you know, and do that as well because they have church on Thursday nights and then I can go to church. I can, go between the two churches on Sunday, but I feel like he's moving me into a different path, moving me out of my church somewhat. And I'm excited about that because I've been trying to go for years now, and he told me I had to stay because he wanted to use me to break yokes off people. So that's why I'm there, but I'm not able to be used. So when she asked me yesterday, I got so excited.
Yeah, amen. Praise God. Oh, my gosh, I love it so much. That's so encouraging. So encouraging.
Yes.
I love that testimony. And especially for you,
yes,
too. That just brings so much joy to me. Okay, and I know it does others as well. Yes. So,
you
Father, we thank you for Sylvia,
yes,
God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Doing a happy dance. A happy victory, a victory lap. So, Father, we thank you for Sylvia, God. We thank you for this door. We thank you for such a blessing and the richness of the Holy Spirit, like a rich wine, Lord, that it's been preserved and placed in that little container thing. And now it's being poured forth, God. So we thank you, Lord, for the blessing that this woman is in her class. And we thank you, Lord, for the blessing that she will be to the team and how she will administer, and that you will grace her prayers, Lord. And maybe that's what the time lapse thing is that you're going to see things accelerate in the spirit, which you've known all along, you know, stepping into that, you know. So we pray a blessing on this woman as well for just coming to agreement with the things that Sylvia has on her life, Lord, that she would be blessed as well, God. The team would be blessed, Lord, and people would be set free from yokes, God, and your design, God. So we thank you, Lord, for giving Sylvia, Lord, because his word says, I think in Isaiah about that he leads us forth in peace and he sends us out in joy. So Lord, let that be hers, God, you know, peace on one foot and joy on the other, God. So we thank you, Father, just for how she will minister to the body of Christ and the door that you have opened for her, God. And we thank you. We thank you and rejoice in what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. I wanted to tell you one short thing.
Yes.
Saturday, I was invited to a prophetess house for a small conference, women conference in her home. And mm-hmm. the Lord used me there. One of the prophetess, she was, the Lord said it was time for her to deliver. And so he used me in the birthing of her purpose on Saturday. So when you said
wow.
about things are moving, yeah, when things are because when she said birthing, it's like I got the quickening in my spirit and then I jumped up and God actually had me. This is the second time I've actually done it. So, you know, I didn't even know what it was happening, but it was the Holy Spirit who was groaning, you know, through me. And it started when I touched her belly. And then that groaning went on for a while, and it was, like, amazing. And then I came home. I was amazed, and I was asking the Lord, what was that? But she was actually birthing her purpose, and it was almost like I was having the labor pains.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so that's my second time that he used me. So when that happened, and then she asked me to be on the prayer team, I said, okay, I see what's going on. It's time, you know. And so
yeah.
that happened on Saturday. That was the second one God has ever used me to do, you know, to birth someone's purpose.
Wow, I like it. I really like it. I like these powerful, rich testimonies of the Holy Spirit and just a testimony of the Lord coming forth of what Jesus is doing, really on earth as it is in heaven. And I will tell you, a couple of days ago, one really significant story in scripture for me is in the book of Acts when Philip supernaturally ran alongside the eunuch and then he just like supernaturally ministered and then he was transformed. The Lord has used that story in my life just significantly and how just there's significant patterns to that. And so the last couple of weeks in church, they've been talking about this story, going over his life. And not last week, but the week before, it was just like, I just couldn't, and the pastor's like, I know there's people in this room that have a call on their life that got, you know, he's just, and I was like, and I told my husband, I mean, I said, acknowledge before the Lord that yes, I am your vessel that you've called for, you know, such a time of this or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like my act of obedience was that I really literally just needed to go to the altar, because that was a place that was before the Lord, and just ask for prayer. You know, like that was just my first humble step in acknowledging my yes, and then wait for his direction. And when I did that, there were two people standing there, one of the elders and then the pastor. And so, you know, John, and he said, well, who's ever free first, we'll have him pray for you. Well, they got done almost simultaneously, you know. So then they were like, what, you know, so we were like kind of laughing. And so the elder guy, the pastor said, hey, you know, will you pray for these guys? But we all kind of huddled together with the pastor, John, myself, and this guy. And this guy starts praying. And he is so praying through the Holy Spirit, and literally, because I seen him last week, and I asked him, did you know the Holy Spirit was using you? And he said, I know I prayed a bold prayer when I prayed over you. And I said, well, it was the Holy Spirit, because you were calling things out. I've never spoke to anyone before. And it was as if you were drawing them out of me, almost a verbatim for what you're saying, just in a different verbiage. I said, as if you were pulling it out of me. And that it was, the Lord was saying, now it's going to be on earth as it is in heaven. So the things that he imparted and implanted from heaven are now coming forth on earth, which is almost verbatim for what you're saying. So I'm seeing that duplication. You just gave testimony, and even, you know, I can't even explain all of it in my own life, you know, but yes, we say yes.
You know, you gave me that word before last, you know. You gave me that word not last week, but the week before. And you said that you was reading it before the show. The Lord gave me that word before the show came on, and you thought it was for me. And I told you that when you said it, I thought it was for me. Yeah.
Yes. 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 Amen. Yes.
I'm excited. I'm really excited, because I've always wanted to, you know, I wasn't able to operate in my church, and I know that that is the Lord. When her just standing in, she's my professor, and she just stood there and looked at me, and she says, I want you to be on the prayer team. And man, I thought I was going to fall out of my chair. I was like, what? I got excited. So I know it's the Lord. Yes, I know it is, because he knows that that's my, he knows my heart. I love to pray for people. And I'm just excited. I really am.
Yeah, I am too. We look forward to hearing more about that. Really, we do. So it's important that you share that testimony too. So thank you so much for being with us and sharing that. It's exciting.
Thank you. Thank you. And God bless you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Bye-bye.
Hi.
Okay, that's fun. I love to hear that stuff. Okay, 504-282. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. It's Nicole from Louisiana.
Well, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, Father, let me just mute you, because I know sometimes this background noise. So, Father, we thank you for Nicole, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing with her. You know, the Lord is like clothing you, preparing you, and clothing you. He clothes us for every season. The Lord gives us clothes for every season, so he knows how to prepare us. And every season has a purpose. You know, and even when the season is a cold winter season, you know, and the things are dormant, and they're not dead, but they're dormant, you know, and there's things that need to take place in that season for the spring and for the next season to take place, right? So they all kind of overlap in their purposes and in their need one for another, and they bring forth their own beauty and their own essence, if you will, and their own purposes, you know. But the Lord does clothe us properly, and I mean, like, you know, if you need a hat or if you need a helmet or if you need rain garment, you know, he clothes us properly for the elements that are in each and every season. So I see the Lord clothing you for the elements of the season and covering you. The Lord, you know, it's also the covering for us in the seasons that we're in. So we thank you, Lord, for just being so fatherly. Really, there's just an incredible essence of the Father's touch and care to cover you and care for you and to watch over you and to make sure that you're prepared well in and through the season until you get to the next season. So we thank you for this, Father God, and we thank you, Lord, that you would also just even, Lord, place your Father's blessing upon her, Father God. And I pray that she would even ask and seek her Father's blessing in every season, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
That is spot on. I'm getting ready to transition into a new position, and I'm moving to a new city, and so, you know, I've just been trying to prepare for this new transition, and so you know, it just makes sense what God is saying about preparation. It's been a while since I've been like in the workforce and doing therapy, and so I know it's going to be a new change, and you know, me balancing motherhood and doing therapy is going to be a new transition. So I just wanted to, you know, just ask for prayer on preparing me for the new position. I'll be working with people with disabilities. And so, you know, just God equips me to do well and serve that community well.
Okay. I will pray for you. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing all that. Again, mute your phone line and pray for you, and then go to the next caller. But thank you so much for joining us. Good to hear your voice. And for you to be with us this evening. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Nicole, Lord, and what she has placed before you as her prayer need, Lord, and prayer points, Father God. We thank you, Lord, just for the blessing that she will be to the community, really at large, God, in serving them in such a manner, Lord, and to nurture and to be with the lowly at heart, God. And we know this is your heart as well, Father God. And we pray, Lord, that she would minister and work well, Lord, that you would give her the skills and the tools and the ability, Lord. And we pray, Father God, for those places, Lord, that you've already placed within her that just flow out of like just a really good flow of like his grace and his anointing to serve these people, Father God, that's very natural. And it just, again, it's like just like oil, like why it flows well, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for all the other pieces, Lord, that your grace would be on that, Father God, that it would not be fragmented, but it would come together, Lord. And I pray, Lord, for just even favorable outcome and success and in ministering your truth and your grace, God, and anything cognitive, whatever skills and abilities and the council format is need of, God, let it be a favorable outcome for all those, God, that are seeking her, Lord. And we pray a blessing on her clients and her household as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, and I feel like you're going to do really great. You're doing a really great job. 281731, good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, good evening. Evelyn from Texas.
Oh, Evelyn, how are you?
Oh, good.
Good. Well, let me pray for you. Thank you. Okay. So, Father God, we thank you for Evelyn, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, just for her being a blessing and standing, Lord, in the things of the Lord, God, that like you are staked, you're standing, but you're staked into the ground. So, like, unmovable, you know, like, staked into the ground. So there's not the things of, the, you know, that do not toss you back and forth. And, you know, secure and staked into the ground is also claims. It could be claims, the things that you're claiming of the Lord being staked in the ground, setting the stake or the claims in the ground. We thank you, Lord, just even for the purposes of that, Father God, and the things that you're raising up because of that, God, and even raising up in you. And not necessarily like not raising up like growing up, not like that type of thing, but raising up like the Lord now is focusing on this particular situation. He's raising that up and then you're participating with him, right? So like when the sails come up on a ship, you know, there's different sails that go up at different times and they catch different winds, you know, and the order that they're in and the progress that they can make and understanding how to utilize the wind. So he's raising something up in you in this particular way, like the Spirit speaking to you. And it's raising up something, and I don't know if it's something new, something recently discovered, something, you know, something where, like, you see the Lord, I don't know, like if you're seeing more healings, then he's raising that up, and then you go with that, like where that wind is, you know. If you see, you know, salvations, you know, you see that wind, you know, then you go with that, you know, you press into where the wind and the Spirit are being raised up within you. So we thank you, Lord, and set our faith in agreement with that, Lord, and let it even, you know, and, you know, I don't know, this maybe might be a personal prayer, you know, but because seeing that in the land, the stake and the claim and the standard, you know, I ask the Lord and myself probably, but I don't know if it's the Lord using myself for this, because that happens sometimes too, but just, you know, that it would, whatever that ministry is and that wind and that it would actually help heal the land, God, so that our land can be producing the things that you desire and created it to produce, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Deborah, for that. You know, God is raising up something in me. I have a desire to actually, you know, actually do more for the Lord in the name of Jesus and to, you know, to work, you know, to operate in the deliverance ministries. And a lot of churches that I go to now, they don't have a place where they deliver people. People come up with drugs and stuff, you know, their own drugs and stuff, and they just pray for them. And they go back to their seat. They come in, and they go back the same way. You know, I'm sitting there and say, oh, my God, they didn't cast the demon out of him, the drug demon, you know. So I'm just praying in the name of Jesus that maybe God would send me to a church that operates in that, or the church that I go to, the Lord would give me, you know, to pray, you know, to speak to the pastor about it. I just don't know what to do at this time, you know, but I know God has more, because I want to see people delivered and set free by the power of Almighty God, and they can be set free. Drug demons can be cast out in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Lord, we thank you for the fire, God, and what you're raising up in Evelyn, Father God. And we know, Lord, that it's your power and it's your gift, Lord. And so, Father, more than anything, she's acknowledging you, Lord, that she's called this evening to publicly acknowledge you in all of her ways, God. Now,
yes, Lord,
we ask that you commit her steps. Establish her way before you, Father God. It's your gift, God. You desire, God, even more than she desires, God, because we are a reflection of you, that these drug demons be cast out, God, and other hindrances and every and any spirit that is opposing the work of the Holy Spirit in people's lives, Father God. Give her the avenue, Lord, the revenue and the resources, Father God, and committing her steps, Father God, unto you, God. So we thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father God, for establishing it, God, and making a way for her, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that she would wait patiently for your direction, God, and know with assurance that you are the one leading her, God. So we thank you, Lord. And even staying with the Holy Spirit and saying, you know, this is your gift. Where do you want your gift to be ministered? Do you want this gift to be administered? It's burning in me. You're raising it up. Where do you want this to be ministered to, God? Make the connection. Make the place. I don't understand. Lord. I'm listening.
Jesus.
Here I am. Yeah, there's a bird. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Father God. Here I am. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name. Thank you so much for that. And I do need one prayer. I don't want to take a lot of time. I thank you so much. Hallelujah. God has given you insight and so much wisdom in the name of Jesus, how to pray for people. And I pray that that gift will just continue to overshadow you, because you are helping a lot of people, and God is very pleased with you. And I do prayer. I have a prayer. One of my hands, I cannot hardly close it, and it was like that once before, and it went away, but it has came back again. I can't even open a bottle of water now, you know, with my right hand, and I know it's nothing but the devil.
Right. Okay. Your right hand already.
Yeah, my right hand.
All right. Father God, we pray for Evelyn. Lord, we pray with all the saints. Saints, pray for her. Father God, we just command, Lord, the muscles and the contraction to be released in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for full range of mobility and strength to be renewed within her hand, restored within her hand, Father God. We speak to every digit in her finger, God, every bone, every muscle, every tendon in those places, Father God, that are even complicated in our hands, Father God, that you would uncomplicate that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Just as we read this evening, that you know how many hairs we have on our head. You know how many bones we have in our hand, God, and the muscles and the sinew, Father God. So we pray, Father God, that whatever is contracting would be released in the name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for full function and range of mobility and strength.
Thank you, Jesus.
For her hand to be restored in
Jesus'
name. And we thank
Amen.
You, Lord, Jesus,
thank
for
you
stretching
so
forth. We're stretching forth our faith, and she's stretching forth her hand that she might
thank
be
you,
healed and be made whole in Jesus' name.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much. And I pray in the name of Jesus that God will bless you the rest of the week in Jesus' name.
Thank you. God bless you. I receive it. Thank you. Appreciate your encouragement and your prayers and being with us tonight. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. God bless you. And we'll be back when Randy starts. So thank you for joining us.